Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature individual Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Earl Van Dyke, Eddie Holland, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Michael McDonald, and Bonnie Pointer. Well, first up this half hour, Earl Van Dyke with the instrumental Runaway Child Running Wild right here on Motown Memories.
With me. kiss is so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making Jamie all mine. I'm so glad to belong to her, and she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie.
Jamie.
Oh. Talking about Jamie.
Jamie.
Yeah, talking about.
Oh.
That's my girl.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson, Let Me Be the Clock, and then reached number 31 in the United States pop charts from 1980. Before that, Eddie Holland and Jamie, number 30 in the United States pop charts and number 6 in the Lulu and Blues charts from 1961. And we started with Earl Van Dyke, the instrumental Runaway Child Running Wild that was a smash hit from the Temptations, but Earl's version was recorded and released in 1969. Earl was part of the great instrumental group called the Funk Brothers that virtually played in all the Motown records from the 1960s. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring individual Motown artists. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Marvin Gaye from 1977, Got to Give It Up. Well, Got to Give It Up was written by Marvin Gaye and produced by Art Stewart as a response to a request from the Motown record label that he perform disco music. It was released in March of 1977. Upon its release, it topped 3 different Billboard charts and also became a worldwide success. Marvin sometimes used the song to open up his live concert shows, and the song has been covered by several other artists. Well, throughout 1976, Marvin Gaye's popularity was still at a high in America and abroad, but the singer struggled throughout the year due to pending lawsuits from former bandmates. And divorce court proceedings between Marvin and his first wife, Anna Gordy, put a strain on him. To relieve Marvin from his debt, his European concert promoter, Jeffrey Krueger, booked the singer on a lengthy European tour. Marvin began to tour in the United Kingdom, where he had a small fan base going back to his early career from the 1960s. Well, here is Marvin, Got to Give It Up, right here on Motown Memories.
song? Email Tom at motormovies@yahoo.com.
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the black man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the white man if he turns back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all.
Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all. Help us all. Heaven help us. Lord, hear our call when we fall.
Oh, heaven help the boy.
Stronger.
Michael McDonald, on his own now after a great career with the Doobie Brothers. That was I Heard Through the Grapevine. Before that, Stevie Wonder and a great song, Heaven Help Us All, reaching number 9 in the U.S. pop charts in 1970. And we start with Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up, number 1 from 1977, and it was Marvin's last Motown hit. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring individual Motown artists. Well, coming up, Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You right here on Motown Memories. Bonnie Pointer with Heaven Must Have Sent You, and they reached number 11 on the United States pop charts and number 52 on the rhythm and blues charts, number 8 in the U.S. dance charts and number 32 in Canada and number 52 in Australia from 1979. Well, this hour, we featured all individual Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.